Good morning, truth. I was recently asked why Jacob wrestled with God. For those of you who don't know the story of Jacob, to get a full and complete understanding of Jacob's wrestling with God, you have to begin with him in his mother's womb. Jacob's story begins in Genesis 25 and brings you right into Genesis 32 when he wrestles with God. Jacob was a twin, and his brother's name was Esau. Their parents were Isaac and Rebekah. Scriptures tell us that these boys struggled and fought each other in the womb. Esau was firstborn. He was the first one to exit the womb, and Jacob came out grasping his heel, fighting for the first position. And it didn't help or heal the tension between the brothers, with each parent having their own favorite. Isaac loved the firstborn, Esau, and Rebekah favored Jacob. Well, Isaac became ill and was approaching death, and he wanted to give Esau his inheritance. However, Rebekah wanted Jacob to have the inheritance. So she plotted with Jacob to deceive Isaac so that he would give the inheritance to Jacob, thinking that it was Esau. When Esau realized his brother used deception to swindle him out of his birthright, he naturally became angry. He was so angry, he wanted to kill his brother Jacob. And to protect Jacob, Rebekah sent him away to her brother, Laban. In those days, first cousins were allowed to marry each other. And Jacob fell in love with Laban's daughter, Rachel. And he agreed to work for his uncle for 7 years in exchange for Rachel's hand in marriage. When the time came for him to marry Rachel, Laban deceived Jacob and tricked him into marrying his other daughter, Leah. I guess Laban was as deceitful as Jacob's mother, Rebekah. See, deceitfulness tends to run in some folks' DNA. When Jacob realized that he had not married Rachel, but in fact had married Leah, he was upset with his uncle. And his uncle told him that Leah was the oldest and should marry first. And if he was willing to work another 7 years, he could also marry Rachel. Jacob must have been in love with this woman, because he agreed to work another 7 years to also have Rachel as his wife. Now, with both wives, Jacob had a multitude of children and plenty of livestock. Between his inheritance and 14 years of labor, Jacob had accumulated quite a bit of wealth. But Jacob began to detect that it was different in the atmosphere at his uncle's. For some reason, even his cousins, Laban's sons, they grumbled against him, as they begin to envy the profits that Jacob was bringing in. They begin to envy what they had deemed as blessings from God. See, because deception and jealousy, I want you to know, goes hand in hand. Laban also appeared to become more and more alienated from Jacob. So Jacob decides to take his wives and leave after realizing that Laban had not only repeatedly cheated him, not just with the incidents with him marrying one sister thinking that he was marrying another, but he began to see that the prophets weren't lining up like they should. You know how we say the math wasn't mathing? And that Laban had even cheated his own daughters out of their inheritance. Jacob decides to return home, but he knows he has to settle the score with his brother, whom he had swindled out of his birthright. As Jacob prepares to meet his brother, Jacob sends servants, messengers ahead of him to his brother Esau in the land of Seir. And he instructed them, "This is what you are to say. My lord Esau, your servant Jacob says, I have been staying with Laban and have remained there until now. I have cattle, donkeys, sheep, goats, male and female servants. Now I am sending you this message that I may find favor in your eye." When the messengers returned to Jacob, they said, "We went to your brother Esau, and now he's coming to meet you with 400 men with him." See, Esau was not impressed with all that Jacob had acquired and accumulated because he had stolen his birthright. So he was not impressed on the profits that he had earned. He was still very much angry with his brother. He still very much wanted to kill his brother. And he had gathered 400 men as an army to meet his brother and to kill him. In great fear and distress, Jacob divided the people who were with him, his servants, into two groups, and the flocks and the herds and camels as well. He thought, now, if Esau comes and attacks one group, the other group that is left can escape. Then Jacob began to pray. "O God of my father Abraham, God of my father Isaac, Lord, who said to me, go back to your country and your relatives and I will make you prosper. I am unworthy of all the kindness and faithfulness that you have shown me, your servant. I had only my staff when I crossed this Jordan, but now I have become two camps. Save me, I pray, from the hand of my brother Esau, for I am afraid he will come and attack me, and also the mother and of my children and my children. But you have said that you will surely make me prosper, and you will make your descendants, my descendants, like the sand of the sea, which cannot be counted." Jacob began to send various servants ahead of him with gifts to give his brother, hoping that it would calm him and to show him that he apologized and he was humbling himself for doing wrong to him. And one night, Jacob got up, took his two wives and two female servants and his 11 sons, and he crossed the ford of the Jabbok. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over to his brother all of his possessions. And the scripture tells us in chapter 32, "So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, 'Let me go, for it is now daybreak.'" The mentioning of daybreak means that Jacob wrestled all night long. Jacob cried out, "I will not let you go until you bless me." The man then asked, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and humans and have overcome." The wrestling was symbolic of Jacob's spiritual wrestling with righteousness. Jacob had acquired a lot of wealth, but his wealth was built upon deception, which led him and his family into even more deception. The scriptures tell us that Jacob sent over all of his possessions to try and appease the wrong he had done to his brother. For he realized with all he had acquired, none of it was obtained according to the righteousness of God. The spiritual wrestling was made evident with the physical wrestling as Jacob realized with all he had never been truly blessed by God, which is why he cried out, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." Jacob had completely humbled himself before the Lord. And what he was essentially saying was, "Nothing else matters, God, if it did not come from you." See, we sometimes have our minds so focused on material things and what the world defines as success that we're willing to take some ungodly shortcuts to acquire things, titles, and positions. And because God doesn't just strike us down immediately when we do these things, but he continues to extend to us mercy, we tend to think that God is okay with our actions and our reactions, and we even begin to pronounce that God is blessing us. When the truth is, what God is doing is extending us opportunity after opportunity to come to the realization that unless we submit to his will and his way, all that we have is worthless. God is never pleased with ungodly intentions or ungodly action. And we never get a pass. And we will always be held accountable by God. The dislocation of Jacob's hip was a symbolic reminder for Jacob to never go back to trusting his own power, but to always be humble and depending upon the power of God. Remember, when you start your day with truth, blessings throughout the remainder of the day is inevitable. And when you commit yourself to the studying of the Word of God, you lay a path for uncompromised joy. Be blessed.
I won't let go until you bless me. I won't let go until you bless me. I won't let go. Go until you bless me. I won't let go until you bless me. I won't let go until you bless me. I won't let go. Everybody lift it up and say,
go until you bless me. I won't let go until you bless me. I won't let go until you bless me. I won't let go.
Until you heal me, I won't let go. Until you heal me, I won't let go. Until you heal me, I won't let go. Go until you heal me, I won't let go. Until you heal me, I won't let go. Until you heal me, I won't let go. Everybody lift it up and say,
go until you heal me, I won't let go. Until you heal me, I won't let go. Until you heal me,
hey.
I won't let go.
Is that your testimony lifted up?
Go
until you heal me, I won't let go.
Until you heal me, I won't let go. Until you heal me, I won't let go.
Hey. If you want, that gon' make a little bit of noise. Yeah. until you bless me, I won't let go.
Just clap just a little bit. Clap, come on.
Hey.